The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had yourself a fantastic weekend. But let's get the week started, shall we? All right. It is the 19th of March, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Looks like Apple's definitely wanting to be free of Samsung. And if there's any doubt in your mind about that now, well, just have a look at the new manufacturing facility in Santa Clara, California. Yeah, it's a little secret, but that seems to be where Apple's doing a little bit of their thing. What thing? Micro-LED technology things. Yes, finally, it looks like Apple might be looking beyond OLED, even though it took forever to get one in an iPhone, didn't it? Yes, the new micro-LED is the next generation display technology. Or so we think. Apple has been so interested in the technology that you might remember they had an acquisition of FluxView way back in 2014. Well, it looks like that acquisition is starting to pay off again at their secret facility. Don't tell nobody. Now, are we going to see these new micro LED panels coming in the next iPhone? Highly doubt it. This technology is still a few years away. Plus, the California facility that I'm talking about, yeah, that secret facility, it's not really set up for mass manufacturing, shall we say. More of prototypes. So, yep, in the end, it looks like Samsung and Apple are going to have to get along for a few more years. Now, we know Apple's gotten big into the whole health thing, you know, with, of course, their Apple Watch. Probably because they want to sell a few of those things. Amazon looks like they're about to do the same. Again, some more secrets out there that apparently we're not supposed to know, but somehow we do. Yes, I'm talking about Amazon's secret healthcare division. Codename 1492. Seriously, that's the code name. Well, apparently, Amazon has hired a former FDA executive for their 1492 secret division. What the role will be, we don't know. That's a mystery. But according to what we're hearing over at CNBC, they're saying that this might help Amazon find a way for people to get easier access to their health records, which might be good for you and me, but I don't know about having it rest on Amazon servers. You know what I mean? But who knows? The way Amazon's getting nowadays, what basically used to be just a division of online shopping like Walmart or something, hell, one of these days they might be our healthcare provider, and you'll get better benefits as long as you're Prime. Finally, hey, just what you want to do. Sit your kids down in front of the laptop or phone or whatever that has the YouTube app. Put them on, have the kiddos watch conspiracy theory videos. Oh boy. Yeah, I'm talking about YouTube's kids app. And no, I'm not kidding. Yes, apparently a few videos in this app have been coming from the conspiracy theory videos Illuminati loving conspiracist David Isaac. I guess that's how you say his name. I've never heard of the guy. Apparently, whoever this guy is, sorry, never heard of him. He's apparently reptilian obsessed. And somehow these videos have made it on the way to the kids platform. Go figure. Now, YouTube Kids is actually supposed to be more aimed towards like kid-friendly cartoons, these kind of things. Not discussing things like the end of the world or UFOs or men once being alligators. I don't know. Just so you know, though, at least according to Business Insider, we haven't heard anything from Google yet. These videos that weren't really appropriate for kids, yeah, they've been removed now from the YouTube Kids platform. So your kids will probably be safe again, at least for this week. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We didn't get a whole lot of stories over the weekend, as you can probably see. So if you got one, send it to us, please. Gosh, we need some help. Check out our official website, too, britishtechnetwork.com, powered by the lovely folks over there, uk2.net. Somebody asked me the other day, who's uk2.net? Well, that's the people that make sure that we can actually get you all the shows out. They suck up all the bandwidth for all of this crap that we produce. Thank you, uk2.net. Please support them, please. Also, don't forget, social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And of course, our fine, lovely BTN community over at our Slack room. If you're not a part of it, then come join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. Look forward to seeing you over there. The News Show will be back for your Tuesday installment. I hope and pray for some better news. But until then, I do hope you have yourself a wonderful, entertaining Monday. Don't try to work too much, okay? We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.